There's a violent hate group with a significant presence here in Washington State. They're called Adam Waffen Division. They have about 80 members across the country. Over the past year, several young men associated with the group have been charged in 5 murders. One member in Florida was sentenced to 5 years in prison for plotting to bomb synagogues and a nuclear power plant. A.C. Thompson is a reporter with ProPublica. He's been investigating the group. He was able to get hundreds of thousands of encrypted online messages exchanged between members. Thompson says Adam Waffen stands out among other neo-Nazi groups.
What they want is different than other white supremacist groups. Other white supremacist groups, they want to go out and stage rallies. They want to politic. They want their members to be interviewed by the media. These guys don't want any of that. They want to be secret, they want to be in the shadows, and they want to launch a guerrilla war. They want to launch acts of terrorism to overthrow the U.S. government and impose a fascist regime.
You were able to get 6 months worth of this group's private chat logs. What did you learn from those online conversations?
One of the things that we learned about were the sort of details surrounding the murder of a college student named Blaze Bernstein. He was a 19-year-old who lived in Southern California, also happened to be gay and Jewish. The man who's accused of killing him is a 20-year-old man named Sam Woodward, who was a member of this group. And so his words and his messages are in the chats both before and after the murder. And then after Woodward was arrested, his colleagues in the group chimed in about the matter, and they celebrated the murder of Blaze Bernstein. We also learned about the trainings that the group has and how they get together with assault rifles and fascist propaganda and meet in locations where they can prepare for the coming race war. We learned about criminal acts and plans for terrorism that the group has. So there was a whole range of information that we got from the logs.
You also learned that there were some trainings that happened here in Washington State, in Concrete, Washington, near the North Cascades. What else did you learn about this group's presence here in Washington State?
We believe that the cell that's in Washington is one of the larger cells, somewhere between 5 and 10 members, and that the leader of the Washington cell is a guy that lives up by Blaine, Washington, and he is both the cell leader and one of the key top brass within the organization nationally.
You say 10 members, which is a lot for this group, but then talking about this leader who's also here in Washington State, how worried should people in Washington State be? I mean, how do you think this state should react to something like that?
I don't think there's a cause for massive panic or hysteria, but I do think there's a cause to say, hey, law enforcement in Washington, hey, political leaders and civic leaders in Washington, this is something you need to pay attention to. This is a group that has outwardly terrorist, racist, absolutely hateful intentions. They have their own website. They have a tertiary website that has all of their propaganda on it. And they're able to organize basically unimpeded across the country.
This story is part of a ProPublica initiative called Documenting Hate. You're naming and exposing white supremacist groups throughout the country. What kind of impact are you hoping this project will have?
Listen to this. This is an organized, terroristic white supremacist group that worships Adolf Hitler, Tim McVeigh, and Dylann Roof. And I think the concern that we have is that unless the authorities take notice and intervene, that we may well be facing a mass casualty event where dozens or even more people are murdered. So that's our concern.
A.C. Thompson is an investigative reporter with ProPublica, telling us about the white supremacist group Adam Waffen Division. This is KUOW 94.9 Seattle. Sound stories, sound voices.